I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review. At number 10, a driver admits he was distracted when he struck the rear of a truck. The driver in that case, nor the person hit, was injured, but there was some damages to both vehicles. At number 9 on our list, a Manning man charged with carrying weapons after authorities found a 15-inch knife in his vehicle during a traffic stop. Carrying weapons is considered an aggravated misdemeanor, which could carry a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison and up to $6,250 in fines. At number 8, the Carroll Police Department responds to a total of 14 fireworks complaints and issues at least 6 citations. Again, that is a total as of earlier this week. That number likely much higher as the numbers continue to roll in. At number 7, mothers refuse to leave Senator Ernst's office until she agrees to a phone call. In that case, a number of women and their children were at Senator Ernst's office in Des Moines. They did end up getting a call, which then occurred on Wednesday. At number 6, no one was injured in a vehicle accident in Carroll last Saturday. Again, no injuries were reported in that case, but of course some damage to the vehicles there. At number 5, McCrary Roast Clinic in Lake City and Gowrie welcomes a new physician's assistant to their staff in July. You can find the details of that story and how to make an appointment just by searching on our website at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 4, an Audubon man has been accused of stealing more than $500 in products from the Carroll Walmart, and he made his initial appearance in district court last week. You can find the details of that story. Again, we post all of these online at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 3, 2 people have been charged with selling fireworks to minors during compliance checks in Carroll on the Wednesday before the 4th of July holiday. Both of those people have been cited with simple misdemeanors and are scheduled to make their initial appearances in District Court for Carroll County later this month. At number 2, the Audubon County Attorney says she can't prosecute in a recent animal neglect case out of Exira. 13 dogs were seized by the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. Current Iowa laws prevent any charges being brought against the owner in that case. Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings is urging Audubon County residents and Iowans to push the Iowa legislature to make some changes to those animal neglect laws. And then finally, our top story from last week. 2 people were arrested on Tuesday for allegedly breaking into a farm property. They've been charged with a simple misdemeanor theft charge, as well as having access to burglary tools. They will make their preliminary hearings later on this month. And that's your look at the Week in Review. You can check these stories and many, many more by checking us out online at carrollbroadcasting.com and by following us on Facebook. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.